kicking off a new series on the podcast all about what we eat when traveling as a big family on a budget. Today, we're going to talk about how we do that when we drive to a hotel. This is radically different depending on where we're staying and how we're staying, and so I want to dive into each one separately. I hope this helps you to be able to travel more and experience more quality time as a family. Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. All right, friends, let's dive into it. So my family and I, we like to travel a good bit as a family. This really kind of changed after my husband was able to go full-time remote in 2020. And I like to think of it as a blessing of COVID, which there have now that we're 5 years out, we can see more blessings from that time period, even though at the time it was just so dark and heavy. And also, we homeschool and we like to really experience some hands-on education experiences for our kids. In addition to that, we live far away from a lot of family. And so that gets us moving around a lot. And those really two factors combined result in us traveling a lot. And in general, my MO when I'm traveling is to be able to do it so in such a way that it's more affordable that we can travel more, right? We don't have an infinite budget. We have six kids. That's a big travel expense, even just traveling as much as we do. And so we're always looking for ways to do this creatively. The very first thing I want to talk about, we're going to get into food and the nitty-gritties there, but when we stay at a hotel, we have found that it's really paid off for us to have some brand loyalty to a hotel chain. I'm not going to mention the one that we use. I'm sure other people use different ones and they work just as well. But the way that we do this is, first of all, we have a credit card that we pay off every month, but we transfer the points instead of to cash. We transfer those points into a hotel partner as we need them. Anytime my husband travels for work, he tries to stay at this chain of hotels so that he gets bonus points and we get status as a result of staying at so many nights per year in that hotel chain. And I do the same thing. When I travel to conferences or I travel for work, then I always try to stay at this same hotel chain. And it really does work out to a good bit of free nights. If we're driving out west to go see family, if we're stopping somewhere overnight on a long trip to break it up, or if we're, for example, in a couple weeks, our family is going to a homeschool conference. I really enjoy doing this with my sister-in-law. And so my sister-in-law and her family are going to meet us there. We're going to stay at the same hotel. We both do the hotel points at the same hotel brand. And it just ends up being a really fun experience. But then my sister-in-law and I can go to talks. Our husbands can work at the hotel and we'll do meals at the hotel together or separate. And it's just a really beautiful, enriching experience. So that's the very first thing I want to talk about, because obviously the hotel alone could be $1,000 for 4 nights. We do tend to try to, if we just have enough beds, we'll try to stay in the smallest operating room we can. It does work out for this coming up trip that a few of the nights we're going to stay at a hotel that has a suite, so it has a kitchen, but I have definitely done these exact same things at a hotel that doesn't have a kitchen, and it's worked out really nice. Hey friend, are you struggling with trying to figure out how to support your hormones naturally? You're sick of all these other solutions that you're hearing about that are artificial or outside of your control? Then grab my free ebook. It's all about how to balance your hormones naturally. The link is in the description to this podcast episode. There's so much we can do to take our health back into our own hands and feel better. So let's get started today. All right, so let's start peeling back the layers here now. So this is different when we're traveling by car to a hotel, because I can bring things like my Instant Pot. I can bring a sharp chef's knife. I can bring my French press. My husband and I really like a good cup of coffee in the morning, and we're very particular about that, but I don't want to spend $10 on a cup of drip coffee when I'm out and about. I would much rather just bring my own coffee and grind it before I leave. Usually I fresh grind it. So part of our packing procedure is to grind up enough coffee that we'll need for the trip and bring the things that we'll need to go with that as well. So with the Instapot meals, generally what I like to do is, ideally we're staying at a hotel that has breakfast, so that's at least taken care of. Even with a lot of breakfast options, there tends to be some things being gluten-free, dairy-free that I can still find enough of. Again, this hotel chain that we like to use, they generally have eggs, potatoes, and some kind of meat and fresh fruit, and that makes it really easy for me to get a complete meal, even if it's on a Friday in Lent. If it didn't, then I would probably do things like make ahead breakfast burritos before I even left the house. I'd wrap them up in tin foil so that we could, if there is some way I can warm them up, even if it's just in the Instapot, I would warm them up before eating them. I would do homemade yogurt. We'll travel with that a good bit, and I would pack paper bowls and plastic spoons. Definitely trying to do dishes the least amount possible because I don't like doing dishes in a hotel bathtub, and that's usually where we end up doing it if we don't have a kitchen in the hotel room. For lunches, we generally, as a family, try not to eat a whole lot of gluten. I have two kids and my husband that do okay when they eat gluten. And so a lot of times what we end up doing for lunches is we'll really try to do like cold salads. So this might be chicken salad, this might be tuna salad, or sardine salad is actually a new favorite of ours. For the sardine salad, what I like to do is grab a couple cans of good quality sardines and olive oil. Costco sells some lovely ones and they'll be on sale occasionally. And we'll mix that with some diced veggies. So this might be carrots, definitely onions, celery, radishes, peppers, just kind of whatever we have in the fridge. I'll grab a couple of them. The more plentiful that other stuff is, the less you taste the sardines. So if you have aversion to sardines, go ahead and really load up on the veggies. A few of our other favorite ones to throw in there are pickles. We love to just throw dill pickles or dill relish if I'm in a pinch time-wise, although the dill pickles themselves do seem to add more flavor to it. And then we'll add just some mayonnaise or some mustard. And we really like hard-boiled eggs in there as well. So we'll mix that up and eat that cold, either with tortilla chips or just on a lettuce wrap. That is an absolute favorite of ours. Anytime we're going on a road trip or going to stay at a hotel, I at least bring the stuff to make it. It's nice if it has the pull tab top so you don't have to worry about bringing a can opener. But I always try to go through those things as I'm packing up. What are the little things I'm going to miss here? Definitely my salt and pepper shakers, but anything else as well. So that's cold lunches. Sometimes we will do deli meats, and we'll definitely have peanut butter and jellies on hand for anybody that's being picky or particular. And we usually have a loaf of gluten-free bread as well. I try not to lean too heavily on that, but you know, there's just times, especially if we're in the car, that we definitely need to have sandwiches on hand, especially for the kids. I can eat tuna salad and it might be kind of messy, but I can keep it clean and clean up the mess I make. But the kids don't do that quite as well. All right, so let's talk about dinner. So dinner, I really love to do in my Instapot. I will definitely do it in my Crock-Pot as well. I tend to do things that are all-in-one dishes. One of my absolute favorites is a Mexican burrito bowl recipe. So it has rice, it has canned tomatoes, it has beans, which I will try to have beans cooked from dry in 2-cup freezer bags in my freezer. So I'll just grab one of those, or I'll grab a can of beans and just try to rinse them really well. And then it might have shredded chicken or ground beef, which I could just bring frozen and saute that to cook it in my Instapot before I cook it under pressure. But one thing I love so much about the Instapot is generally when we're staying in a hotel, we're not staying in the hotel all day long. So we can either put it on in the morning and let it cook all day until we get back to the hotel, or we've definitely done this. If we get to the hotel and then we want to go do something, I can plug in the Instapot, throw the meal in real quick, and then come back and eat it when we're ready, and it will be ready. Another one of my favorites, so going back to first the burrito bowls, a lot of times what I'll do is I'll put everything in a baggie, the rice, the spices, everything except the canned goods. And that way, after I saute the ground beef, and I might have diced onions already packed up in my refrigerator stuff, then I can just toss those in to saute with the ground beef. And after that's done, I can add my baggie of ingredients and the canned tomatoes, canned beans as well. If I did have a little extra time to plan before leaving, then what I would ideally do is make all of that ahead, throw everything into a Ziploc freezer bag, and just bring the freezer bag already frozen. Ideally frozen to a size that would fit in my Instapot as I peel that bag off of it if I get to the hotel and it's still solid frozen. That way, again, I can just go ahead, throw it on, it's gonna get to pressure, and oftentimes the meal is ready an hour after I turn on the Instapot, which I absolutely love. Another option is definitely to do something like have a shredded chicken that you could do a lot of different things with. You could make that into chicken salad for the next day, or you could put some spices with it and have it on tortilla chips and add cheese on top, especially if there's a microwave. In general, we don't use a microwave in our home. We don't have one, actually. When we remodeled our kitchen, we decided not to put one in there. But it's a rare, fun treat when we're at a hotel. The kids can actually make their own chips and cheese if we bring, usually what we'll do in this case is we'll bring one regular plate and some parchment paper. And then they can just take it off and put it onto their paper plate, but they're not microwaving with the paper plate. So that's another thing that we will often do. I'm not opposed to making soups in the hotel room. Again, those are just really easy to freeze, and or I could just bring the ingredients along with me, even the spices if I really was in a pinch as I'm leaving my house. Snacks will tend to do things that are a little bit easier, or we'll dice up a whole bag of fresh veggies and just munch out of it to have along with our lunches, especially if we're just gone a day or two. That tends to be enough for our family for the next couple days. So I hope this really helps you to be able to think more creatively about what you're eating when you're out and traveling. We tend not to go out to eat as much as we possibly can. With the price of groceries, feeding 8 people, it's really expensive. We're spending so much money on food, it's really difficult to stomach. If we went out to something like Chick-fil-A, it would cost us $85. And generally, somebody walks away with a tummy ache and somebody else says, "Mom, I'm hungry," as we pull out of the drive-thru, right? And so this is something that is really difficult for me to handle, and I try really hard to eat out of my kitchen or out of whatever creative kitchen space I have as we travel, so that we don't have to take that hit of spending $100 just for one meal. I would much rather do that at the grocery store so that we have additional food with us and we can use up those leftovers. I hope this helps you, friend. Let me know, what kind of travel tips would you like to hear more about?